103.9 WABT. Real rock and roll.
We are back on Rockline with Soundgarden, and we're going to head back to America Online this evening, who is joining us for tonight's Rockline show with Soundgarden. We're going to, we got a message here from Janitor Boy. And Janitor Boy would like to know, he said, in your Rolling Stone interview, you mentioned the Pearl Jam folder on Rocklink, and his question is, how often do you go into folders, if at all, and do you ever post?
Well, no, Janitor, arch enemy of He-Man.
Boy,
do you? Do you ever get? Do you ever get, you know, get into that?
I've gone through a few folders, but I don't do it. I don't usually. You know what I noticed happens is that whatever the topic of the folder is, which is like, say, if you're thinking of a band, in terms of a band, there'll be like a certain amount based on the band, and then it seems like there's a lot of it, of like, hey, Butt Cheeks, this is like Numb Nuts. Haven't talked to you. Haven't seen you in a long time. What's going on with your mom? She had that skin problem, and then they talk about that. That's usually, you know, I've noticed that a lot. Uh-huh. Seems like then someone will kind of come in and try and direct the topic back to what it originally was for.
Ah, okay. All right, thank you, Janitor Boy.
Can you say Butt Cheeks?
Is that I suppose. I actually heard it just a minute ago.
Butt Cheeks.
We're going to talk to Dan. He's in St. Cloud, Minnesota tonight, listening to Rockin' 101 in Sauk Rapids. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I heard you guys on last night on that Pearl Jam radio pollution thing.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, how did the guys from Pearl Jam approach you about that? And what were your feelings toward it? What do you think they were trying to say with that whole thing?
Well, it was pretty, I mean, as far as how they approached us, it was like called us up on the
arms akimbo.
Called us up on the phone and asked us if we want to do it, you know, just like phone message kind of, we're doing this thing and we want to know if you want to do it. But I think it's really cool. I think it's probably, you know, unusual, and which is probably the worst thing about it is that it's unusual. It'd be, you know, it'd be cool if more people were able to do that kind of thing with radio airtime and play music that they like and have live music and things that you don't normally hear day to day and probably won't hear until somebody does something like that again, you know, next year. It's too bad that there isn't more of that type of free form broadcasting. And but it's great that someone or, you know, a group like Pearl Jam's in the position to do it, and then they do it. That's really good. Mm-hmm.
And you played a couple of new songs, in fact, right? You played Blind Dogs last night.
We played, actually all the songs we played last night were songs that have never, you know, we've never played live before. We just kind of we didn't really want to do things we've done and heard, so we rehearsed like twice and just sort of dug up a bunch of songs. One of the songs was actually the original version of Fell on Black Days, and so for whoever listened to it, guess which one, huh?
There you go. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Another time when the members of Soundgarden and Pearl Jam came together was on this particular tune that we're going to play here. In fact, as I understand it, Temple of the Dog was the name of that, came from a Mother Love Bone song, is that right?
It was a line in a song, Man with Golden Words.
Right.
It was an Andy line.
Say Hello to Heaven, Temple of the Dog on Rockline. Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven. And we are with Soundgarden, and we will come back live from Seattle on the Global Satellite Network.